Gasoline is now unaffordable for millions of Americans. That's a life destroyer. That affects everything in the country. When the price of fossil fuels rise, so does the price of everything else. That's a life destroyer, and it's not accidental. The administration did this on purpose. And now they're gloating about it. They're rubbing it in your face. Can't afford to drive your truck anymore, sneers our transportation secretary, Mayor Pete. Then it looks like you're going to have to buy a little electric car. Sorry.
The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Electric vehicles? So what is an electric vehicle? What do those little electric cars have to do with climate change? Well, that's a good question. It turns out there is a connection. Electric cars promote climate change. Oh, did you know that? Did you know that you can't charge an electric car with a wind farm? How do you charge them? Well, you charge them with fossil fuels. That's also how you build them, with fossil fuels. It's pretty funny. Last month, a GM spokesperson, along with an executive from a Michigan utility, kind of let the secret out. Watch this.
Battery in this particular design is a T shape right down the center and across the back seat area. Because everybody thought we killed the electric vehicle. No, we didn't. It's alive and well.
So what's charging the batteries right now? What's the source of
electricity? Well, here, it's coming from the building.
I mean, is it, what's our mix of power?
Oh, actually, Lansing feeds the building.
What's that?
Lansing feeds power to the building. So I don't know.
They're,
I bet you they're a bit of coal. Oh, they're heavy on natural gas, aren't they?
Yeah, right now the car is charging off of your grid.
Right. It would be charging off our grid, which is about 95%.
Someday, let's hope historians find that tape and then just savor it. Get a beer, get a whole six-pack and watch it again and again and again. The spokes chick from the car company is asked, impressed by your battery, but how do you charge it? She goes, wait, from the building. Charge comes from the building. You just plug it into the socket. But where does the electricity come from? She has no idea. We have a battery. There's a battery in here. It's a battery. So then they ask the utility guy, where's the electricity come from? Oh, from a coal plant. So you charge your little electric car that Mayor Pete wants you to buy with coal, and then you feel virtuous. So really, if you think about it, it's no wonder they tell you that the science is settled, and you're a denier, you're immoral if you have questions, because there's really no defending the details, most of which, as you just saw, they don't understand. How does the electric car get charged? Oh, from the building, which is not a power plant. For the record, it's just a building with an outlet. So today, Joe Biden didn't answer any questions about where the energy is coming from. In fact, he told us there's no time for debate because it's an emergency.
The UN's leading international climate scientists call the latest climate report nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity. Let me say it again. Code red for humanity.
Let me slur it again. Sorry, I've got cancer. Code red for humanity.
And actually, he's right, but not in the way that he intends. If Biden and other leaders throughout the West, not just elected ones, but the NGO community, continue to do what they've done for the past 20 years and suppress fossil fuels, it will be a code red disaster. Millions of people will starve to death. Billions of people will drop into poverty. Unlike rising oceans, that effect is guaranteed.